The greatest need of your race, your civilization and your society today, is simple, basic understanding between man and his fellowman, between nation and nation, and between all men and that greater power and intelligence that pervades and controls all nature. Understanding is the key to survival for your race. There is little value in a treaty, a pact or a guarantee between governments, if understanding is lacking between the people. As nuclear weapons proliferate among your nations, it should always be remembered that an ounce of understanding is worth a megaton of deterrent. You have your keyword, and your work is laid out for you. I can't say that I envy you, but we must all do our best. As one of your radio operators would say, over and out. Postscript. This is a saga for which no ending can yet be written. The principal actor is still on the stage, and the play goes on. In the years that have passed since Alan took up residence on this planet, he has become well accustomed to the primitive way of life on Earth, and to its backward technology. He has never quite been able to understand Earthman's continued efforts to deceive himself, or his equal, but usually futile efforts to deceive his fellowmen. The account of his arrival among us, and the many small problems he faced in completing his adjustment to Earth life, would fill a book, larger than this one. Someday perhaps, when it has become safe to do so, that book will be written. The electronically boosted telepathy, by which Alan reaches the subconscious minds of world leaders and, when necessary, injects a few words of wisdom and patience, is a subject fit only for a technical paper, which also may someday be written. Alan has not yet been completely successful in his long-extended mission. Understanding is still a rare, rather than a common faculty. Yet the fact that we are still alive, and our civilization and society, such as they are, still exist, is proof that he, and his fellow workers, have not failed completely either. If the present relaxation of tension between the major nations of Earth becomes a lasting trend, Alan may finally be able to resign his unofficial and thankless task as the conscience of world leaders, and disclose his true origin to what will probably be a totally unbelieving world. About the author. Daniel W. Fry was born in Verdon, Minnesota, a small steamboat landing on the Mississippi River, in the northern part of Aitkin County. The date of his birth was July 19, 1908. He was left an orphan at the age of 9, and from that time until he reached the age of 17, he was reared under the guardianship of his maternal grandmother, with whom he came to California in 1920. There was little to distinguish his childhood and early youth from that of any other normal American boy except, perhaps, that his craving for knowledge, especially scientific knowledge, was out of all proportion to the natural curiosity of the young boy. His parents had left practically no estate and at the age of 18, he found himself entirely dependent upon his own resources. He completed his high school training and attempted to go on to college, but because of the Great Depression, which was then causing a desperate competition for all types of employment, he found it impossible to support himself while attending school. Realizing that he might never have the opportunity of matriculation at a recognized seat of learning, he thereupon instituted a night school class of one in the textbook and reference section of the Pasadena Public Library. Here he spent most of his evenings for several years, studying the same subjects which he would have been taking if he had been able to attend a college or university. He became especially interested in the chemistry and use of explosives, with the result that he became an explosives technician and blaster. He followed this trade until it eventually led him into the field of rocketry. He was married in Pasadena in 1934, and has had a happy and peaceful domestic life, marred only by the necessity of frequent moving which was required in the pursuit of his profession. They have three children, one son and two daughters. Mr. Fry has been employed for the past 5 years by Aerojet General Corporation, the world's largest developer and manufacturer of rocket engines. During the years of 1940 and 1950, Mr. Fry spent most of his time at the White Sands Proving Ground in New Mexico, where he was engaged in setting up instrumentation for the testing of a series of very large motors. Dr. Fry is an engineering executive, lecturer and world traveler. He participated in the organization of the Crescent Engineering and Research Co. in 1940, and became its vice president in 1956. He was one of the prime movers in the Crescent liquid-fueled missile program begun in 1945, and has been employed in the development of the science of rocketry for more than 30 years. He has written a number of books, and has been the editor of the Understanding magazine since 1956. He is now the president of Merlin Development Co., Incorporated, and the international president of Understanding Incorporated, a worldwide service organization. Dr. Fry has been listed in Who's Who in the West since 1963, the National Social Register since 1968, the Blue Book in 1969, and World Who's Who in Finance and Industry in 1971. Elected to the Wisdom Hall of Fame in 1970, and the Writers' Directory in 1971. Member of the Smithsonian Institution, the International Platform Association, and the National Historical Society. End.